Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I meet on April 25 regarding Daniel Rowan, R-O-W-A-N. Daniel Rowan is a 51-year-old male who reports he was injured from repeated motions at work through 8-1-20. Paired these involve climbing stairs, pushing over 100 pounds, and bending down to his knees. Paired he states he noticed symptoms right at the outset of starting this job. Paired they involve swollen knees, shoulder back and lower back pain. Paired he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Paired he had further evaluation, leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of arthritis developing. In his knees during that time period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment period. Interestingly, he indicates he began working for the insured in only 2019 or 2020 as a picker and counter person period. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Rowan alleged occupational duties from 8-2-20 through the present resulted in, constant moving items resulted in back, right shoulder, bilateral legs, bilateral knees, orthopedic and neurologic residuals. Period. He did supply answers to occupational interrogatories in which he asserted he was a full-time employee from May 2020 through 8-2-2020. Period. He had to repetitively use his legs, walk, bend, twist, kneel, climb, and lift boxes. Period. He also asserted employment at General Manager Town and Country Restaurants in Bordentown, New Jersey, caused or contributed to the claimed occupational diseases. Period. He indicated he had not received any payment for his injury. Period. New paragraph, treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, on 12-29-20 for bilateral knee pain. Period. Mr. Rowan stated it started around the time he began working at Amazon warehouse about 7 months earlier. Period. There was no acute injury or fall, but he had used significant repetitive movements, including squatting and twisting while handling packages. Period. He noted diffuse pain in both knees with such movements, as well as with prolonged standing or sitting and going up and down stairs. Period. He had not tried any treatment. Period. He denied any surgeries to his knee, but admitted to traumatic injuries in the past. Period. 15 years earlier, he was hit by two cars in Las Vegas and underwent left tibial intramedullary nailing for an open fracture. Period. In 2013, he was involved in a motor vehicle accident, suffering a right femoral fracture, also treated with intramedullary nailing. Period. One year later, the nail broke, and this had to be redone. Period. He was currently taking clonazepam, escitalopram, buprenorphine, naloxone, mirtazapine. Period. He underwent X-rays. That will be inserted as marked. Period. Clinical exam found old surgical scars. Period. There was no ecchymosis or edema of either knee. Period. Dr. Gupta rendered diagnoses of pain in the knees as well as obesity and bilateral primary osteoarthritis of the knees. Period. He recommended weight reduction through his primary care physician. Here they discuss various treatment options, including watchful waiting. Period. The petitioner accepted a corticosteroid injection to the knees on this visit. Period in 3-8-21. He called Dr. Gupta's office stating he needed paperwork filled out for work. Period. The contact person in the office tried multiple attempts to contact him, but the message she received was the wireless person was not available at this time. Period. On 3-15-21, Dr. Gupta wrote he received an email from the patient that he had to send to Gina, G-I-N-A, Grandy, G-R-A-N-D-E. But he was guessing this was regarding paperwork he needed filled out. But Dr. Gupta tried calling him twice, 30 minutes apart, and both times got message stating wireless customers not available and unable to leave a voicemail. Period. On 4-2021, he did return to Dr. Gupta. Period. He rendered diagnosis of right femur pain, right thigh muscle strain, and bilateral primary osteoarthritis of the knees. Period. He reported temporary relief from the cortisone injections. Period. The insurance company does not cover viscosupplementation injections. Period. Dr. Gupta then recommended physical therapy. Period. In regards to the paperwork he needed for Amazon, he was asked to detail exactly what was necessary on the forms, and Dr. Gupta would be happy to fill them out for his accommodations. Period, and put this in bold. This certainly suggests secondary gain as part of Mr. Rowan's goals. Period. On 4-23-21, he dropped off a blank disability form period. On 4-27-21, they evidently completed this form. Period. On 4-27-21, he dropped off paperwork for work accommodations on 4-23 and was checking on their status. Period. On 4-30-21, he called asking if they could give him a hard copy of his paperwork once it was completed due to work restrictions. Period. On 5-12-21, the patient dropped off a New Jersey disability form that he wanted completed. Period. On 5-13-21, the most recent form was completed and ready for pickup. Period. The petitioner was made aware of this. Period. On 7-1-21, he called back. He was called regarding his online disability paperwork and a request for an online extension. Period. In paragraph on 7-9-21, Mr. Rowan followed up with Dr. Gupta for his knees. Period. He was making good progress with physical therapy. Period. He found out his insurance benefits were not as good as he thought they were, so he stopped. Period. He had been working out on his own at his home gym, and his knees were overall doing a lot better. Period. However, he stated he was not ready to go back to work at this time. Period. He has questions about continuing temporary disability, which is otherwise initially put until October. Period. He was found to have mild degenerative joint disease of the knees, period. It was unclear to Dr. Gupta why he needed disability paperwork extended beyond October, period. He said he was hoping to leave a job at Amazon and get back into restaurant management, and was actively seeking jobs. He was going to follow up with Dr. Gupta as needed, period. Paragraph, another set of phone messages were provided, period, on 7/9/21. The office called the patient back regarding his disability paperwork that the doctor needs to complete, period. On 7/12/21, he was calling about his disability form, confirming the office has the fax number where the paper needed to be sent, period. New paragraph, prior records show he was seen on 5/11/15. By an unspecified provider whose handwritten notes are difficult to interpret, where they seem to indicate a diagnosis of right arm biceps tendonitis, period. On 6/2/15, he was seen by urologist Dr. Barsky, B-A-R-S-K-Y, for a low testosterone level, period. He was started on Viagra. Her diagnosis was hypogonadism, period. On 1/16/19, Dr. Patel wrote general correspondence indicating he saw the petitioner that day because of anxiety. Period. He had an approximately 1-year history of treatment for opioid dependence using Suboxone, as well as anxiety disorder using Zoloft and clonazepam. Pretty treated with Dr. Regis, R-E-G-I-S-Acosta, following a 4-month period of Percocet use by Mr. Rowan. Pretty stated Dr. Acosta was no longer comfortable prescribing Suboxone and clonazepam. Pretty complained of ongoing panic attacks, some of which have led to emergency room evaluations. He voiced his goal of gradually being off Suboxone that Dr. Acosta did not recommend. Period. He then transferred his care for opioid dependence and anxiety to Dr. Patel. Period. He listed the recommended and agreed to steps to treat these issues. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal macro, extremities lower. There was onychomycosis and thickened great toenails bilaterally, period. There was a bony prominence at the left shin, secondary to prior injury and surgery. Period. There was an anterior longitudinal scar at the left knee and a small scar anteriorly at the right hip. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness, period. Motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Knee maneuvers, normal. Oh, and shoulder maneuvers, normal. Spine cervical. Active extension was non-reproducibly performed to 15 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. He was tendered a palpation about the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period. Thoracic, there was tenderness of the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Lumbosacral, normal impressions. Daniel Rowan alleges occupational exposures caused widespread orthopedic and neurological injuries to him. Period. He only worked for the insured for a few months and did not sustain any direct bodily trauma during that period. period, he was seen by Dr. Gupta orthopedically. Period, he also participated in physical therapy. Period, he carried diagnoses of primary osteoarthritis of the knees. Period, he had a history of prior lower extremity injuries and surgeries. Period. Interestingly, the petitioner repeatedly contacted Dr. Gupta's office relative to disability paperwork. Period, this strongly suggests an element of attempting to obtain secondary gain. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Rowan admits to previous injuries to his lower extremities from motor vehicle accidents. Period. Per your cover letter, he was involved in numerous other accidents to be inserted here. Period. He did not provide any further details about the injuries he admitted. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the upper extremities where shoulder maneuvers were negative. Period, had full range of motion of both knees where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period, he ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat and rise fluidly. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the back, comma, right shoulder, comma, either leg, comma, or either knee. Period, it is implausible that Mr. Rowan would have developed arthritis in his knees from his short period of employment with the insured. Period. The varied tasks he performed at the insured similarly would not have led to permanent musculoskeletal abnormalities that appear to have been alleged throughout his body. Period. He also held another job at the Macaroni Grill that he also alleged. Scratch that. Macaroni Grill. Period. He alleged worked at another restaurant also contributed to his occupational disorders. Period. There is 0% disability to any of these regions. Period. End.